Here in Washington, where people always say they want fresh thinking, they got it this week with a contest for new ideas in science and technology. NPR's Alex Chadwick introduces one of the winners.
Ryan Patterson has been wiring things together for most of his life, even though most of his life isn't very long yet. He's only 18.
In elementary school, I started hooking lights up to batteries or switches, that type of thing.
He's kept fiddling around right on through high school. He got a physicist mentor through the Retired Service Volunteer Program. And last year, he thought up a project to help deaf people. He built a wire harness that fits on a golf glove to translate hand signals in American Sign Language into words displayed on a little screen the size of a cell phone.
Say, like, you can't speak, but you use sign language. And you go to the store and you need to ask a question, you can simply show the person the display and then sign, rather than trying to ask them by finding paper, pencil, writing it, or pointing, trying to find a different way to convey the information.
Yesterday, that idea won the individual prize in the Siemens Westinghouse Science and Technology Competition. It comes with a $100,000 scholarship. Though Ryan doesn't know yet where he'll go to college next year. In our studio, he seemed even more proud of his medal, a bronze medallion on a wide turquoise ribbon he wore around his neck. And he carried a red backpack. You've got your backpack with you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't happen to have the glove in the backpack.
Actually, I do.
You do?
Yeah. Would you like
could
to
I,
see it?
Could I see that?
Yeah.
All right, there's a digital camera coming out of there.
Laptop, a couple of
gloves. It's a laptop, and there's the glove. Look at that. This is a left-handed golf glove.
Most people sign with their right hand, but I found that it was very hard when presenting it to shake people's hands, so my next glove was left-handed.
So, okay, hold on just a second. And here I'm just putting it on my hand. It doesn't seem to weigh anything. There's a little 9-volt battery on it. And a series of wires on the back.
Yeah, that's correct. There's 10 sensors around the fingers and wrist of this glove. And then on the little strap, there's a small PC board with just a microcontroller transmitting the translated data.
Other inventors have tried to make a glove to transmit sign language, but Ryan's prototype works well enough to earn a patent. How is it that you, I mean, forgive me for saying this, but you're a high school kid. How is it you managed to do this when no one else could?
I don't know. I thought through the process carefully and then experimented a lot with algorithms to translate the sign language. So just a lot of time and maybe some luck in there.
Today, Ryan Patterson leaves for Sweden, where he gets to watch the awarding of the Nobel Prizes this week. He'll be able to compare medals. Then it's back to Grand Junction, Colorado, to finish out his senior year at Central High School and see what happens with his invention. He's hoping to find a manufacturer. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.